It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This sort of feels like saying in the middle of a courtroom, well, I shouldn't go to jail because I didn't know it was illegal. This is the reason the 49ers didn't win in overtime at the Super Bowl. But who is at fault? So in the playoffs, there's an overtime rule change. Normally, in overtime, you just want to get points on the board as soon as possible. You want the ball first. But with the rule change, both teams get possession of the ball no matter what.
So it's not who scores first.
No. Nope. Everyone's going to get a chance to score. So you honestly, you want the ball second. So you know if you should go for a field goal or a touchdown. This is the fatal mistake that the 49ers made in the Super Bowl. So the 49ers, after the coin toss and after the ref explained the rules, end up going for a field goal, thinking, we just got to get points on the board. That was a dumb move because then the Chiefs go in for a touchdown and end up winning. So Kyle Juszczyk from the 49ers says this all happened because he didn't even know about the playoff rule.
You know what? I didn't even realize that the playoff rules were different in overtime. So I assumed you just want the ball because you score a touchdown and win. But I guess that's not the case. So I don't totally know the strategy there.
Something you guys have talked about?
No, we haven't talked about it.
So people are wondering who to blame, the players or the coach?
Well, we do the show from Atlanta, right? So the name Kyle Shanahan for us gives us shivers. Years ago, when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl and they were winning the game 110-3, Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator at the time. All they really had, the Falcons had to do was run the ball for the end of the game, and we would have won the Super Bowl. But this bonehead, Kyle Shanahan, has Matt Ryan throwing the ball all over the field. To make a long story short, the Patriots come back, and they beat the Falcons 111-110. That's how I remember it. He's also now the head coach of San Francisco 49ers. Okay, he's the head coach. It's right on him, and I'm glad the dude lost.
I definitely blame the coaching. I mean, it's a little blame to go around because the rule changed a couple years ago, I believe. It wasn't like brand new, but the Chiefs said that they went over that rule during the week of the Super Bowl, right before the game, and the 49ers coaching staff never went through it at all. So I think once you hear that, it's easy to put it on the coaches.
I think for two head coaching, well, he's a head coach once and an offensive coordinator the other time, for messing up the Super Bowl twice for his teams, the NFL should say, you're never allowed to coach in this game ever again.
We are never, ever getting back together, him and the NFL.
You can make it to the NFC Championship game or the AFC, but you're not allowed to coach in a Super Bowl ever again.
All right, we got a tone deaf alert because Alyssa Milano is at it again. So we talked about her pretty recently. She put out a GoFundMe link to raise $10,000 for a trip for a kids' baseball team. And her husband, very rich. So people are like, why the hell are you doing this? Well, now she is posting photos of her and her son at the Super Bowl. So now people are rioting in the comments being like, weren't you just asking us for money like a week ago? And here you are at the Super Bowl. For context, this isn't your, obviously it's a Super Bowl. It's not your average football game. But I'm sure you're thinking, oh, maybe it's the cost of like a big concert ticket. Like maybe like a Beyonce concert, you know, $1,000, $2,000 for a seat. The average cost per ticket sold, according to StubHub, was $8,400, which is conveniently almost as much as her kids' baseball team GoFundMe.
Now, Alyssa Milano, I don't know that she's getting like million-dollar deals anymore, but I think she's married to a dude that's super-duper-duper rich. So when they go online and they ask for this GoFundMe money for their kids' team, did she ever circle back around? Because she was getting a lot of heat for that right off the bat. So what was her reasoning?
I can't remember what she said, but she doubled down.
She doubled down on it.
She doubled down. Like she was completely flabbergasted at the response, did not see this coming at all. And that,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was really weird. And like, it would have been one thing if she shared it from another parent on the team or something like that. But the fact that it was her son's team and right. she originated it, it's like, dude, this is such poor taste. By the way, she's worth $10 million.
Wow. Okay.
So she's doing all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And her husband's doing all right. I think he's an agent or something. Mm-hmm. He's bringing in the big bucks. But one person online is claiming that she had won the tickets during a fundraising raffle for the American Cancer Society. So it's possible she didn't pay thousands of dollars to attend the game, but maybe just like a couple thousand for the raffle.
I think these celebrities, man, sometimes you could just really get out of touch. And this is one of those where she's been a celebrity for so long. She was a child actress, you know? Mm-hmm. So she's been out of touch for so long that it never showed up on her radar.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
It really didn't.
All right, if you're a Drake fan in St. Louis this week, it might have been your lucky day because he bet over $1 million for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. He ended up walking away with $2.346 million. Ooh. So it's a profit of over $1 million.
Oh,
he's claiming he's going to make a fan, quote, super blessed in St. Louis. So shout out to all y'all in Missouri.
He bets $1 million on almost every big sporting event. I don't know how he does it.
I don't have the guts for that.
I
man.
Do not have
This
it
was
either.
The very first time I ever went online and I bet on the Super Bowl. I bet on the Chiefs and I won. I don't have the stomach for it. And mine was only like $200.
Yeah, you're watching a whole different game than everybody
totally
else.
Totally different game, man.
All right, should Taylor Swift be worried about Travis Kelce's outburst at the Super Bowl? A sports psychologist weighs in. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.